This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
We live in a motivation-obsessed culture. We chase inspirational quotes, emotional workout videos, and powerful speeches to get us fired up. But have you noticed how quickly that fire dies? What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double-Edged Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double-Edged Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. I want to talk about something that's fundamentally changed my approach to personal growth and achievement. The realization that while motivation gets all the glory, consistency is the true hero of lasting success. So today, I'll share five profound insights about why consistency outlasts motivation every time. Number one, motivation is an emotion. Consistency is an identity. You see, the first insight is that motivation is fundamentally an emotion. It comes and goes just like any other feeling. When we rely on motivation, we're essentially building our success on quicksand. Consistency, however, isn't about feeling. It's about becoming. When you show up daily, regardless of your mood or your circumstance, you're not just doing something, you're becoming someone. Think about the runner who runs on rainy days. They're not motivated. They're just simply accepting the fact that running is a part of who they are. This shift from I want to do to this is who I am is transformative, but rarely discussed. Number two, consistency reveals hidden compound effects. The second insight is that consistency unlocks compounding benefits that motivation simply cannot reach. Most people quit before the compounding kicks in because they can't see that, say, invisible progress between, that's what's happening under the surface. Think about a bamboo tree. For 4 years after planting, you will virtually see nothing happening above the ground. Then in that fifth year, bamboo trees can grow as high as 90 feet within 6 weeks. So those first 4 years weren't stagnant. The plant was simply developing a complex root system that would eventually support the explosive growth. Parallel to that, our skills, relationships, knowledge works the same way. The piano practices, the weekly check-ins with your mentor, the consistent learning. These compound in ways that sporadic motivation-driven results and efforts never will. Number three, consistency eliminates decision fatigue. This third insight is that consistency creates automaticity, which preserves your most precious resource, your mental energy. When you're consistent, you no longer debate whether to go to the gym. You just go. You don't question whether to write your 500 daily words. You just write. The elimination of internal negotiation frees up tremendous cognitive resources for deeper work and creativity. This is why fatigue, figures like Albert Einstein wore the same outfit every day, or why Mark Zuckerberg, does the same thing. It's not about being eccentric. It's about a deliberate choice to reduce decision fatigue through consistency. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Let's move on to number four. Consistency reveals your true priorities. The fourth insight is that consistency can be brutally honest. You see, it strips away the convenient stories we tell ourselves about what matters to us. We might say we value health, relationships, and creativity, but our actions will tell the truth about all of that. So if we value fitness, but haven't been to the gym in 3 weeks, consistency is revealing something about your actual priorities. This mirror-like quality of consistency can be a little uncomfortable, but it's profoundly clarifying. It shows us not what we wish we value, but what our actions say we value. And number five, consistency transcends talent. The final insight is perhaps the most liberating. Consistency eventually becomes, it just overcomes talent disparities. In fact, consistency itself becomes a rare form of talent. The world is full of naturally gifted people who never realize their potential because they rely on sporadic bursts of motivation. Meanwhile, seemingly average individuals achieve extraordinarily results through their simple act of just showing up day after day. There's this author, Octavia Butler. She noted in one of her journals, she said, "Forget talent. If you have it, fine, use it. If you don't have it, it doesn't matter. As a habit is more dependable than inspiration, continued learning is more dependable than talent." So in closing, let me share this verse, Galatians 6 and 9, that captures this principle beautifully. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." This reminds us that the harvest comes not to those who plant with the most enthusiasm, but to those who faithfully tend to their fields day after day, year after year, even when the results aren't immediately visible. So you see, motivation will get you started, but consistency, that's what's going to get you to that finish line. And it's not the excitement of a New Year's resolution that transforms your lives. It's the quiet power of showing up on March 7th, April 17th, and September 22nd. So today, I encourage you to celebrate not your moments of the highest motivation, but your commitments to consistency. Because that's where true lives are really transformed. Until next time, this is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And hey, let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, thoughts, and actions. And always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.